when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So I always used to say to people, it's not how much money you earn, it's what you do with what you've got.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shump, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with successful property investor Julie Crockett. Find out about how she managed to complete 27 property purchases and sales, how she used the same strategy by implementing AI technology to purchase multiple properties, and much, much more. Over the course of a property investing career, Crockett has completed a very significant number of property purchases and sales.
I did a tally a little while ago, and I think it was something like 27 property purchases and sales. So, yeah. I don't hold that many now because I've downsized. But yeah, I mean, I think property, once it sort of gets into your blood, it gets stuck. and you kind of, as I said before, it is a bit of an addiction. And I think moving forward, one of the things that will be a real challenge for any investor listening to this will be access to money. It's already started, and now we've become such a controlled society in many, many ways. As I talked about freedoms decades ago that existed, we're seeing now a tightening up of finance, and it will be one of the biggest challenges moving forward for investors, which means that, again, if you have the capacity to do it, don't hold back. If you've got, the means, then jump right in, because, you never know when things might tighten even more and you could be locked out of some markets. But I think that's a real challenge moving forward.
In terms of strategy, Crockett informs us she uses a similar method each time she searches and purchases a property. She also provides a case study where AI technology was used to locate properties for a client.
I still use this same strategy with my clients. And I must say, that happened over many decades, the 27, and they were property purchases and sales. So they were some of them were consecutive, some of them were, because I've moved my own principal place of residence a number of times as well. So it's sort of all of that over that time frame. And the strategy is the same. So, for example, I had, and I'll give you a case study, I had one of my clients come to me, a brand new client, very, very risk averse. She was a single lady, 50, I think she's mid 50s, 55, let's say, and she was just on a single income, and she had never invested before. And we used the AI technology for her because we wanted to get very high capital growth. So I'm going back now coming up to three years ago, just before all the finance started to tighten up. And basically the strategy for her was high capital growth and strong income, and we put the AI technology pointed to Newcastle. And so we purchased there, her first home. Got it, negotiated a lot of the price because she was able to that property market was as flat as a tack. AI tech will also put us into markets that are really at the bottom, but set for imminent capital growth. And that was that's what we did. We got something like $40,000 off the asking price of that property. And then she, within a matter of 5 months, went back to the bank and the bank lent her more money. And she then, went back to the AI. AI pointed us to Ballarat, which she then bought a property in Ballarat. So all these are low purchase prices. So first home was $385,000. The second one was $229,000. And then she went back to the bank. And because we'd had such high capital growth in the first two, within 12 months of those first, her ownership of those first two, the Newcastle property had taken off. That was then revalued at $450,000. The Ballarat property had taken off. That was then valued at $260,000. The bank lent her more money for the third purchase. And we made a very determined decision there to make the third property very, very high cash flow. So the third property she purchased for $218,000. It was getting $310 a week rent. And that then cash flowed the other two. So it's very important, particularly for single women, to have that strategy of what they need to be purchasing and what kind of cash flow they need in case something happens to their income.
I'm just sitting here going, wow, timing-wise is so crucial for these aspects, because if you catch it at the right time before capital growth happens, then yes, you can ride that wave. And that's the challenge. Like, we all don't have a crystal ball, but it sounds like the AI that you've got there, then the information that you've been provided by all this seems to help you get into those markets, because that's when they're the ripe time to get in.
Absolutely. And from my perspective, it gives me such a thrill, because I just think I want my clients to do way better than I have done in investing. That's my goal. And, she has just, this lady, this lovely lady has been, I'm just thrilled for her. She's been such a powerful advocate as well. So in terms of give it a go, she said, because, you've got to make, for her, it was her future. This is her future. This is her retirement, and makes a huge difference. She used equity in all instances, and as a result of that, she's got a portfolio of three properties that she built over about a 15-month period, and it's cash flow positive. And so that's the result that we aim for our clients.
Crockett's biggest reason for getting into property investing and working as a buyer's agent is because she loves seeing people achieve and attain goals when they didn't think it was possible.
I think just making sure that, people have a good understanding of what property investing is and what it can do for you, and just seeing people achieve it, helping them to get there and yeah, people who otherwise didn't think it was at all possible for them. It's just amazing to... So that's my why. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. People come and they're really, when they engage my service, they're saying, can you help me? Can you help me to achieve this, please? And together, that's what we do. So that's my why. I have family too. I think... I have a daughter who is now an investor. She has three properties herself. And I hear a lot about people saying to me, I'm doing this because I want to buy properties for my kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, gosh, that's a very noble sort of circumstance to be in, to be able to afford to do it and to want to do it. And I always say to them, oh, that's wonderful, but I've actually inspired and taught my daughter to invest for herself, using her time, her money, because she saw, a bit like when I saw my parents invest, she saw how I've done it, and she's done likewise. So that's a big why as well. You know, that's huge.
That's so inspirational, because to be able to hear your daughter, to be inspired by you, and then for her to learn, I think that's an excellent life skill, because obviously if parents do it for them, then they really don't know why, to be honest, and there's nothing that drives them to do it, and they just basically get a hand down. And you know, it's hard that way, because they probably might even be worse off long term when they've got all these assets that they don't know how to manage. But when you actually do it yourself, it's a completely different mindset, and you learn to appreciate it even more. So that's so good to be able to hear.
And even more to the point, Tyrone, she can continue to do that for herself as long as she wants to. Once you've got the skill, you know, there's no stopping you. And one would hope that's generational, and when her children see what she's done, maybe they will do likewise. Because it's not about being a property investor as such. It's about just making your own way in the world and knowing how to create income, create wealth out of property. It's essentially that.
What drove Crockett to invest in property was fear that she would end up with nothing. However, rather than jump into the deep end and purchase without prior knowledge, she went to an accountant.
Fear is a very powerful driver of action. And I was at a point where I just thought, if I choose to do nothing and sit back, then I pretty much the future's determined, that I'll end up with nothing in retirement. And let me tell you, the good old pension doesn't look too appealing at all in any way, shape or form. And that was what drove me to purchase my first one. I just thought, oh, look, you know, if it all turns out awful, I'll just sell it. You know, that was my out, my exit. But I think at that point, one important point that I probably should mention here is I also went to an accountant before I purchased it. And I said to my accountant, how much money is this going to cost me per week out of my own pocket? And they did the depreciation, you know, calculations and everything. And because that was one block for me. I thought if I can't, because I was a single mum looking after two kids, I thought if I don't know how much money this is going to cost me, I could get into strife. And he said, look, I calculate it will be a bit less than $50 a week. And I was negatively geared that one, obviously. And I just jumped up and down, and I was ready to sign a contract then and there. So I think once you've got the knowledge of costs, and once I had the knowledge of costs, and once I then determined that's exactly what I was going to do, I didn't waste any time at all. And from then on in, you know, people used to say to me, oh, aren't you really, concerned about the level of debt you're in? And I said, not at all, because other people are paying it off for me. So I'm not concerned at all.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into the investments Crockett's daughter has made, inspired by her mother.
That property she purchased for $318,000, and that is in Sydney here in Lane Cove. And that property is now worth probably close to $700,000. But that one, and it's gone through a full cycle.
What she's looking forward to in the next 5 years?
I think my business evolves over time. And what I want to do is actually help more people to generate more cash flow.
Her desire to focus on helping those who are struggling to find affordable housing.
So if you don't have a very high income or no income, if you don't have access to affordable accommodation, then you're really at risk in many, many ways.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Pocket goes on to impart some wisdom, reminding us of the importance of mindset and how oftentimes it's not how much we have.
I think having a cash buffer is always really important. I think I had money set aside, I would have, back in those days where, you know, things sort of fell apart a little bit tenant-wise, then I was fine. But yeah, it was... There are many, many single parents out there who perhaps think that it's a bit beyond them, that they won't be able to achieve, you know, investing. But there's always a way. And I guess I'm the personality type that says, yeah, I'm definitely a glass half full person, but I always say if something looks impossible or really hard, then I ask myself the question, well, how can I do it? How can I make this work? How can I get the answers that I need to be able to move forward with this? So if you're of the mindset, and that's probably something you were going to ask me in a minute, Tyrone, mindset's absolutely important in this game, because you absolutely need to make sure that you've satisfied everything that you need to satisfy, but don't, I guess, convince yourself that you can't do something. We're very blessed in this country to have plenty, and often it's just a matter of allocating funds to where they need to be, and then having if there's anything left over, then putting it towards something that is for investment. One of the most inspiring stories I've ever heard, I worked with a lady back in education. She was one of the office ladies and not very highly paid, and she was single, and she had, by the time I'd left, she'd built up a portfolio of around about 7 properties. I had nothing to do with that. She was doing that all on her own, and she would now hold a lot of properties. She was buying back in the day, you know, apartments in Ashfield and Burwood, you know, that were less than 200,000. I always used to say to people, it's not how much money you earn, it's what you do with what you've got that is very powerful. And, you know, you don't need much money to get started, but you do need to have either property backing or, you know, some income that, you know, you can service loans with and so on. But yeah, it's all possible. It's just a matter of asking the question, how do I do it?
Along her property journey, Crockett has made use of many different courses, books, and having her friend on board.
I've done loads and loads of property courses. I'm probably what you would call quite an out there investor. If it makes sense to me, if the numbers make sense, if what's proposed makes sense, then I'll probably give it a shot. And I mentioned before about the converting the my four-bedroom home in Adelaide into potentially a rooming house next year. I've got to do a bit more investigation on that, but I'm quite motivated to do that. So yeah, I've done lots and lots of courses, read loads of books, written one myself. I mean, I've just... Yeah, there's lots of things out there for investors. The most powerful thing would be having my friend on board. And I guess we were a mentor to one another. And you can achieve far, far, far more when you're working with someone who understands property and is an investor and knows all the tricky bits and pieces that come along that you can't foresee. Often you can't foresee it.
Crockett hasn't only written an ebook, but has been featured in other people's books on property investing.
I've written an ebook, the 10 tips on property investing. I've also been in other people's books as well. Just they're all with property investing and have a focus on One was the inspirational story of how I my daughter started investing, and yeah, that was amazing. I must admit, I've never given her one single dollar to invest. So I did, however, when she purchased her first property, I did give her some equity from one of my investment properties. And so that was a guarantor loan, and that was back in 2009. That property she purchased for $318,000, and that is in Sydney here in Lane Cove. And that property is now worth probably close to $700,000. But that one, and it's gone through a full cycle, that's sort of something that is really important to me, actually.
In the next 5 years or so, she's looking forward to helping her clients who are struggling to find affordable housing through increasing their cash flow. She explains how this could work.
I think my business evolves over time, and what I want to do is actually help more people to generate more cash flow. That's a real passion of mine. In particular, there are many, many women, older women, who are retiring into poverty, who, for whatever reason, and sometimes they are they divorce late in life, sometimes that their partner passes away, or something happens where they, for whatever reason, they just can't afford to keep their family home, or perhaps have never had a family home. So, you know, circumstances are such that many older women are retiring into poverty. And I think there's some very cool things coming into focus at the moment with solutions for that. And that's my focus, to be able to use my knowledge and skill in property investing to help people who are really finding it very tough. And let's face it, you know, Sydney is an amazing place to live, but it's one of the most expensive cities in the world. So if you don't have a very high income or no income, if you don't have access to affordable accommodation, then you're really at risk in many, many ways. So I just think there's a lot that can be done in that space. I'm not one for waiting for governments to come up with answers. I think they take way too long, and I think we can certainly do a lot in the meantime. And that would be, I'm looking for partnerships, actually. So I'm looking for people to actually, like-minded people who are in that space, who are wanting to sort of, come on board and together think through how we can make housing more affordable. And I shouldn't just exclude men at that point. I think, you know, it's important for men as well as women. But how do we make housing more affordable and bring it to the market in such a way that it can solve not just the affordability issue, but perhaps community issue, and perhaps, you know, living in secure communities with one another.
If you'd like to contact Crockett, you can reach her through the following channels.
Definitely on LinkedIn, and also through the website, so www.apisolutions.com.au. They can send me an email, julie@apisolutions.com.au. Happy for them to reach out and ask questions. Like, questions cost you nothing to ask, and, you know, I'm happy to answer, happy to just, help people where they're at, and provide them with, you know, some basic information on how they can actually get started if that's what they really want to do.
Thank you to Julie Crockett, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about her journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com.au.